In the public arena, the most visible strategies have been the war on drugs, the war on poverty, the war on terrorism, and civil war. We convene summits that craft a declaration and leave us with a set of action steps and a news release. The call to the summit is always to do something for the good of the whole. In times of crisis in the management and organizational world, whenever disruption occurs, a product loses its market, or an industry or business is losing its legitimacy to operate, our propensity is to work at change management. We design culture-shifting programs, initiate training programs, set new standards, find new people, call for more agility and more innovation. All these are well-accepted strategies and have a net positive impact. They certainly deliver improvements, but most of these transformation efforts are thinly veiled versions of how we try to get other people to change, to shift either their thinking or their actions in alignment with our intention. Colonial in nature, disappointing much of the time. Where change is stubborn, the conventional strategies suffer from a kind of naivete. They are constructed on two premises. One premise is that there is an elite circle of people who know what is best for others and the world. We hold the almost sacred opinion that